Let's gather with prayer. Ever-present and faithful God, in the midst of commencement weekend, we gather this afternoon in the spirit of celebration. We celebrate your presence with us. We celebrate the coming together of family and friends. We celebrate the accomplishments of students completing their undergraduate degrees. We celebrate the contributions of all students to this campus community. And specifically, here in this ceremony, we celebrate with those being recognized for making outstanding contributions to the university, community, and society. Be with us in the midst of these celebrations and empower us to be fully present with one another as an outward expression of your presence with us. We're grateful for the privilege and opportunity to celebrate in this way. And even so, we're mindful that not everyone shares this privilege and opportunity. So as we celebrate today, grant us also a full measure of humility, an extra dose of your grace. In the name and the way of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Welcome to the 2016 Cords of Distinction Recognition Ceremony. We're glad you're all here. I'm Ken L. Nafziger, Vice President for Student Life and Dean of Students, and one of the greatest privileges I have in my role is to work with student leaders who are involved in many co-curricular activities on our campus. That may be anything from student government, athletics, student clubs and organizations, drama productions, musicals, and choir, just to name a few. In addition, all of these are students, and to borrow from a statement from the NCAA about student athletes, almost all of them will be going pro in something other than their co-curricular activities. That will likely be something related to their academic major, but not necessarily, so don't worry if they find something other than that. Well, Proverbs 22, verse 1 says, "A good name is more desirable than great riches, to be esteemed better than silver or gold." All of the students that we're recognizing here today are ones who have earned a good reputation that will follow them all the days of their lives. That's the legacy of being a Cords of Distinction nominee or recipient. It doesn't mean that any one of them is perfect, and we know that since we invited parents and family, that family members and even friends could tell stories to remind each of the recipients of that. But today, you'll get to hear some of their outstanding accomplishments. I can't stand in this chapel today without being reminded that in this class of 2016, there have been many outstanding persons. The whole class is greater than the sum of its individual parts. At the senior athletics banquet that was held in this facility, we heard four members of the class sharing senior reflections who let us know in no uncertain terms ways that they have grown academically, physically, spiritually, and socially during their 4 years at EMU. Many of them learned through disappointments and adversity. In this day, when the value of college is being questioned like never before, it's refreshing to hear about those who found the great joy that is a byproduct of learning while seeking to both serve others and to lead by positive example. I believe that all of you will leave today with your faith in young people restored, as mine has been by hearing and sometimes seeing firsthand the accomplishments of both these recipients seated before you and behind me, and also the other nominees for the Cords of Distinction. If you take a moment to look at the back of your program, you'll find a list of students who were nominated for the Cords, and it's an impressive list. They completed their application by sending additional personal information about their volunteer activities, and all of them are to be congratulated for making a difference on the campus and in the broader community. Our selection committee always wishes that we could award more than 10 students this award because other nominees have many outstanding accomplishments. Please take a moment now to note each of these nominees by name, and I'd like some nominees who RSVP'd to stand and be recognized. And to get in practice for commencement tomorrow, please wait until all are called and standing before giving them a round of applause. Those who are here that will stand in this order: Olga Balthazar, Scott Iyer, Ryan Gaiman, Catherine Graber, Amanda Helfrich, Naomi Scoville, and Brenda Soka. In addition, I would say that because I did not require that they RSVP in order to attend, anyone else who did not hear their name called and is present, we want to recognize you. If you're a nominee, please stand. Let's give a hand to all these. Thank you. You may be seated, and Bernadette, who helped to organize this and is my assistant, will give each of you your certificates afterwards, those who just stood. Well, now, the main event. Each year, Eastern Mennonite University awards 10 of its graduating seniors with a special honor, the privilege of wearing the blue and gold cords of distinction for the commencement ceremony. These 10 recipients for 2016 met the following Cords of Distinction criteria in exceptional ways that you will be hearing about shortly. They positively impacted the internal community, positively impacted the institutional image at EMU, and a positive effect on the external community, this area and beyond, the wider region. Finally, all of them are expected to be graduating in good standing, both academically and behaviorally. That's important. Each recipient will be recognized by someone who nominated them or knows them well from direct interactions in or outside the classroom. We will proceed in the order listed in the program until all are recognized, and then our president, Lauren Schwarzentruber, will have closing remarks and the benediction. We'll begin with our Director of Athletics, Dave King, recognizing Hannah Chapodick.
I am honored to present Hannah to you for this special recognition of Cords of Distinction. She is clearly one of the most outstanding student athletes I have had the opportunity to work with in my over 35 years of athletic administration at all educational levels. Hannah is a naturally gifted athlete, student, and leader who takes on each of her many endeavors for the pure joy she receives from the activity and who also seeks to improve in whatever she is doing. She isn't one who seeks the extrinsic values of recognition and awards, but rather seeks the intrinsic values of joy and satisfaction that comes from reaching personal goals through discipline and hard work. And while it may appear that she participates in an individual sport and has been seen crossing the finish line ahead of everyone else many times, her reflections on her time at EMU give some insight into the person of Hannah that I have come to know. I quote, "The experiences I've had traveling, training, and growing with my team and coaches has been so unique. There is something completely irreplaceable about the vulnerability that accompanies a group who cries and laughs and collapses on the track in utter exhaustion together. We see each other at our absolute worst, and we celebrate together when dreams get realized. You have to make it through both without changing your work ethic or losing your joy." Even gifted athletes, especially those who compete at the national level, as Hannah has done numerous times, need to spend enormous amounts of time training for the very few times that they actually compete in a race. Yet Hannah has not limited herself to learning from running. Several times in the past 2 years, she has come into my office, slumped on the chair, and said, "I'm involved in too many things." But it is that inner joy and satisfaction that Hannah finds from being involved that allowed her not just to participate, but to provide leadership. She asked me if she could give leadership to the then dormant Student Athletic Advisory Committee, giving leadership to it and establishing a succession plan for next year. She created the Flash Club for 10 and 11-year-olds that meets twice a week in the spring. This year, she decided to add music to her involvements and joined the Chamber Orchestra, and she served on the Presidential Search Committee. While she seems to enjoy adding new things to her involvement, she has demonstrated consistency by relating to the same young person for 4 years through Big Brothers and Big Sisters. I have been blessed to watch Hannah use all of her gifts to impact the lives of others while she receives the joy and satisfaction simply from being involved. It will be exciting to learn of the places she goes and the people she influences in the future.
I am honored to be presenting the Cords of Distinction Award to Bethany Chump. Chump, you are well deserving of this award, Bethany. Bethany's presence at EMU and the surrounding community have been positively affected by her enthusiasm and energy. She is poised, self-confident, and strives for justice and fairness. It is with these characteristics that Bethany has passionately thrown herself into our community. Her influence is seen with both prospective students as well as current students, as she has previously welcomed students as an executive royal ambassador and serves current students in her various roles in Student Government Association and Eastern Mennonite Student Women's Association. In addition to her working as an intern for Arts and Education Program Manager at Virginia Mennonite Retirement Community and Community Advisor at the Summer Peacebuilding Institute, Bethany has maintained close campus connections by being an active member of Safe Space, Peace Fellowship, EMU Mission and Identity Task Force, the Coalition for Sexual Violence Prevention, as well as two theater productions. Evidence of Bethany's love of learning can be seen as you listen to her and watch her eyes light up and twinkle as she talks about her research and her career path. She continuously takes advantage of opportunities to further her own growth and development outside of the regular college curriculum, such as being trained as a restorative justice facilitator and being on Team Accord as a restorative justice campus educator. Bethany, I have heard your peers speak to your consistent, positive attitude that is accompanied by your radiant smile. Your ability to engage with all you meet in a truly welcoming and genuine manner is a gift. I have every confidence that you will make a difference in the lives of others. Continue to nurture your passion for justice and fairness, for learning, for creativity, and for creating a positive, supportive space for others.
It is my distinct honor to present this award to Ana Cruz for her generous commitment of time, vision, support, and inspiration to our endeavors. Ana Cruz and her team were largely responsible for the visibility and resurgence of the Latino Student Alliance. Not only was she an outstanding leader, but she also sought to build bridges of communication among her peers and departments for whom she worked. Her friends often commended her on how she is calm and cool under pressure, and always willing to represent LSA at meetings. As an ambassador for the Latino students, Ana took her role seriously and was involved in different organizations and committees across campus. She used her skills with the University Accord Restorative Justice Task Force, in which she worked towards educating community members in the area of conflict transformation, facilitation, and also, while member of the Diversity Task Force, she worked towards developing strategies and activities to initiate dialogue on issues of diversity on campus. As an elementary education and special education major, it was only fitting that she felt passionate to be an advocate for the Student Education Association and serve as a student group for students with interest and questions regarding the education program. She was also a member of the Assistive Technology Club, which served as an advocacy group for students of special needs. As an elementary education major, Anna has also represented EMU at Smithland Elementary and Linville Edom Elementary. Her engagement with and commitment to various organizations proves that Anna is dependable, hardworking, self-motivated, and determined. She exhibits excellent communication and people skills. She's respectful and good at problem solving. Anna, one of my favorite memories with you is the day before the banquet when we had the tablecloth fiasco. A local vendor dropped off some tablecloth for the banquet without us even placing an order, so we didn't know how much they would charge. When everything seemed so stressful and uncertain, she called me and said, "Let me make the phone call. I'll take care of it." As a result of her excellent communication skills, everything worked out beautifully, and we ended up having tablecloths for free. Anna, you have shared your gifts and talents and had positive influence while being a role model to those around you. Your legacy of building culture competency on campus will be remembered. As you embark on your new journey as a second grade teacher at Smithland Elementary, I leave these words with you. The art of teaching is the art of assisting discovery.
Sometimes we think of, I need you close. not that close. Sometimes we think of a chord as a way to measure something, right? And these chords are a way of measuring a special kind of contribution that students make in our campus and our community. And it's pretty easy to measure Tyler this way. Tyler Usherman has been on Creation Care Council. He was co-leader of the Union of Student Organizations. He was a senator for the Student Government Association, and he led the Sustainable Food Initiative as network coordinator. He has lent his energies to Common Grounds, to Peace Fellowship, to Earth Keepers, to Divest EMU, to the Sustainability Coalition, and many others. And he has worked for the Center for Justice and Peacebuilding's Summer Peacebuilding Institute and STAR, the Strategies for Trauma Awareness and Resilience. He measures up. I'm not done yet. In our community, Tyler has invested countless volunteer hours at our community farm, our community place. You were worried, weren't you? On the Keister Elementary Community Advisory Board, in the Market Gardens at Virginia Mennonite Retirement Community, and at his home congregation, Harrisonburg Mennonite Church, where he served as a teacher on the Creation Care Council, as a delegate to Mennonite Church USA Assembly, and many other things. He is Eastern Mennonite School's track and field coach. He has contributed to the Harrisonburg Climate Coalition and is a consultant for an elementary school farm-to-table curriculum. Tyler Usherman measures up. Double, right? I had to turn it over. But the ultimate measure of a man, said Martin Luther King Jr., is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. And we find Tyler in those places too. He is actively challenging injustices and inequities. And one of his most notable examples of this work is with the Jean-Robert Cadet Restavec organization that's trying to end child slavery in Haiti. For 4 years, Tyler has gone to Haiti regularly to assist on the ground, and he organizes marketing and communications here to support public awareness and fundraising. But Tyler may be best measured by the words of Wordsworth in the poem he composed above Tintern Abbey. The best portion of a good man's life is his little, nameless, unremembered acts of kindness and love. Tyler, so many of us have appreciated how you show love through your engagement, your passion, and most importantly, your relationships with us. You measure up in that way, too. You embody this from Wendell Berry. Love is what carries you, for it is always there, even in the dark, or most in the dark, shining out at times like gold stitches in a piece of embroidery. Tyler, we measure you as gold stitching in the embroidery of life at EMU. We thank you, we will miss you, and we wish you the very best as you shine out from wherever your journey takes you. And it is my great pleasure to award you these cords of distinction.
Good evening. It is my distinct honor to present this award to Teresa Garcia Bautista, a magnanimous, altruistic, and intellectually curious young woman. Her work has been exemplary of a student who balances academics and volunteering, and who is committed to social justice by reaching out to those in need through a variety of means. Teresa has an impressive record of service to the university and community. She served as a student representative for the Language and Literature Department and Mission Identity Task Force. In these roles, she attended meetings and events and contributed actively to the discussion and advocated for her fellow classmates. She helped to plan events and motivated her peers to support events sponsored by the department and the Latino Student Alliance. She also was highly involved on and off campus in immigration issues. She was a volunteer with New Bridges Immigrant Resource Center and translated legal and office documents, helped with financial assistance and legal research, and assisted in events. She volunteered with Skyline Literacy, tutoring adults in citizenship classes. And under her own initiative, Teresa held a vigil for all the deaths of women in Mexico. Not only is she a humanitarian and activist, but she's a future lawyer in training, as she was president of Res Judicata and an LSAT tutor. In this way, she has clearly demonstrated she is ready to hit the ground running as a professional and activist in a full array of responsibilities. Teresa, you have a promising future ahead of you and a multitude of professional and academic paths to choose from. You are a scholar, teacher, activist, and poet. I leave you with the words of mystic and church reformer Santa Teresa de Avila, as you go forth to accomplish great things. May you trust God that you are exactly where you are meant to be. May you not forget the infinite possibilities that are born of faith. May you use those gifts that you have received and pass on the love that has been given to you. May you be content in knowing you are a child of God. Let this presence settle into your bones and allow your soul the freedom to sing, dance, praise, and love. It is there for each and every one of us. Teresa, over the past few years, I've cherished our light and deep conversations, as well as being a part of your intellectual formation. Teresa, you are the student activist poet that makes our jobs as professors meaningful, and I'm so proud to present these cords of distinction to you.
Brooke, where's your family? Raise your hand back there. Right. Okay, all right. This is for you too. An artist is someone who makes visible the unseen. Brooke is an artist in the fullest sense of the word, a multimedia artist, a people artist, and a spiritual artist. As a peer once mused, is there anything she can't do? If you need a listening ear, call Brooke. If you need a job, well done, no matter how difficult, ask Brooke. If you need a metaphor in your life, consult Brooke. And even if you need homemade granola or just want to learn the lessons of stink bugs, see Brooke. On any given day, you're going to have trouble tracking her down. She's a creative doer. She could be organizing or leading a fundraising event on campus or in her hometown, assisting an athletic trainer, planting greens at a community farm, weeding gardens for EMU's Sustainable Food Initiative, leading an EMU service trip, planning honors program events, co-leading a USO process, bringing first year and senior students together for dinner in their theme house. Several of those are a part of that group. Attending a vigil for someone on death row, or joining a Bible study group. As co-president of EMU Psychology Club, she helped organize a trivia event with CAC, invited therapy dogs and their trainers on campus, and initiated the Psychology Club Constitution. A stellar scholar and psychology major, Brooke shared her research at the Spring Conference of the Virginia Association for Psychological Science. There's a file on my laptop simply labeled Brooke. And it's filled with dozens of documents, with content ranging from children's stories she's written to the construction of biophilia personality theory to proposing butterflies in nature-based therapies. Curiosity and insight are blood in her veins. Someone once described humility as living by curiosity. Brooke lives in a constant state of curiosity and thus humility. She looks for surprise and poses the most fascinating questions to live into. She embodies Brené Brown's admonition, dare greatly, and take actions that communicate you are not alone. No matter where she goes, she brings home. Brooke, you and President Schwarzentruber both graduate from EMU this year. When he arrived at EMU, one of his first speeches focused on leaders as both tender-hearted and tough-minded. You've lived that dialectic as a spiritual leader, people artist, and story shaper in the midst of life. We're honored to have walked with both of you here.
My great honor to present the Cords of Distinction to a young woman who is inspirational to me. It's been a real pleasure to learn to know Carissa this year through the Monday morning Pray Like No Other gatherings. Faithfully, every Monday morning at 7:30 a.m., Carissa facilitated this prayer time as a way for interested students, faculty, and staff to start the week off by praying together for each other, for the campus community, and for the world. This seemingly simple activity has had a significant impact on Eastern Mennonite University. Through the prayers themselves, through the witness of a small group gathered together every Monday morning in the Hillside Lounge, and through the opportunity it provided for people from various corners of campus to learn to know one another. The Pray Like No Other initiative is typical of the way in which Carissa has shared her gifts and her time in order to make positive contributions both on and off campus. Carissa has served as a community advisor or assistant residence director for 3 years. She's been a member and leader of Social Work as People, which has included helping to organize Take Back the Night. She's been an active participant in the Explore Club and the weekly celebration worship services. She has assisted with and contributed to EMU's arts journal, The Phoenix, and she's preparing to serve as assistant leader for a summer cross-cultural group. Carissa has also served off campus, working as an assistant activities director at Virginia Mennonite Retirement Community, organizing crafts and games for children on Wednesday nights at her local church, and leading spring break Y trips. Carissa's impact goes far beyond this list of activities, though. Her real gift to the community is through her gentle, gracious spirit, her evident care for others, and her willingness to step in wherever she sees need. As one of her nominators said about Carissa, she tends to the relational and spiritual needs of those around her with a quiet, friendly presence. Carissa is known for her sensitivity to the challenges that others are experiencing and her ability to demonstrate a deep caring and support for them. Carissa, as you move into the next chapter of your life, may you continue to live out the words of Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared in advance so that we would walk in them.
It is my privilege and honor to present the cords of distinction to Jolie Payton, a woman who has challenged me and taught me much. Jolie, you're lucky that I do not like leading congregational singing, or we would have a rousing rendition of Happy Birthday. Happy Birthday. Friendly, full of heart, incredible charisma, clear devotion to God, passionate presence, keen discernment and wisdom in noticing and paying attention to the movement of God, a breath of fresh air, said twice, I think by somebody who has never stood downwind after a cross-country meet. Confident, spiritual leader, inspirational, empowers others, committed, motivational, intentional, and faithful. These are just a few words that the more than 15 people who nominated Jolie for this award used to describe her. Jolie is a talented and emboldened leader in the classroom, as part of a team, within ministry, and in the community. Jolie used her gifts of leadership, serving with campus ministries as a pastoral assistant for 2 years, assisting in visioning, mentoring, and program planning. In this role, she also provided leadership for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. As president of FCA, she rejuvenated this group, going from sole leader and probably minimal participants to now empowering a leadership team of more than 10 students. In addition to this leadership model shifting, Jolie also provided vision for shifting program to meet the changing needs of students. Jolie's leadership and ministry extends into everything she's a part of. Captain and team leader of both cross-country and track teams for 2 years, and a royal ambassador. She also served on the leadership team and is an intern at Grace Covenant Church, the local congregation she attends. And through this congregation, she connected with New Creation, organizing prayer and worship event for those involved with human and sex trade. She also helped to run the Renew Camp, hosted by 12 local churches. Service both within and outside Harrisonburg has been part of her calling as she connects with people, sharing the hope and life that she's found in Christ. In this vein, she also wrote and published her own book, Spiritual Runner, A Runner After God's Own Heart. Both through writing and public speaking, she shares her own journey with God, seeking to provide inspiration and hope to others. While it's easy to admire Jolie for the many visible ways she provides leadership, some might miss her relentless work behind the scenes. Never willing to sit back and ignore the needs she sees around her, she has a keen awareness of God's movement and ability to respond. One teammate said this about her: she's quick to listen and guide anyone who's in distress. Always checking in with people to see how they're doing. She takes care of a lot of individuals. I knew about Jolie long before I had the opportunity to work with her. Her reputation definitely preceded her. It's difficult to describe her with such brevity because she embodies gifts and abilities that very few people naturally have. Jolie is a vessel who reflects the love and teachings of Jesus Christ in her daily life fully engaging those who cross her path. Jolie, the EMU community honors you today with the Cords of Distinction, and we call you to continued service in the church and in the community as an expression of God's love and faithfulness. We've been blessed to journey with you, and thank you for your leadership and presence as a student here. May God bless you as you strive to be a blessing to others.
I am honored to have the opportunity to present this award to Philip Watson, Jr., who has truly earned this award through his steadfast commitment to service in the EMU and Harrisonburg and Rockingham County communities. He has excelled both academically and socially. I find him to be an intelligent, upstanding, kind, gentle, and well-mannered young man. Philip's drive, desire, and determination define his journey. Philip's drive, despite having to overcome obstacles when he first transferred to EMU, have led to nominations for this award and the successful completion of his degree. Philip's desire to do great things is evidenced by being awarded the Most Improved Athlete Award during his first year of track at EMU, as well as being a member of the distance medley relay team that still holds the school record. Additionally, he was awarded the Shenandoah Valley Hit Newspaper Academic Scholar Award. His determination to make the world a better place is demonstrated by planting seeds in the younger generations through mentoring younger members of the EMU track team and youth at the Boys and Girls Club of Harrisonburg and Rockingham County. Compassion and optimism are Philip's driving forces. Compassion fueled his efforts and leadership in honoring Dr. Abraham Davis, father of what is now Multicultural Student Services. When Philip was informed that he had not been recognized for his accomplishments, he immediately moved forward involving the Black Student Union, Multicultural and International Student Services, and Campus Ministries, interviewing Dr. Davis and planning the chapel for the commemoration. He treated Dr. Abramson with utmost honor and respect throughout the entire process, and they have grown to be friends. And Dr. Abramson is 92. And still moving and dancing. Philip's optimistic outlook to make the campus more comfortable for African American and Black students guided his work in assisting with the resurrection of the university's Black Student Union, where he has served as treasurer for the last 2 years. On a university level to this end, he has served on the Diversity Task Force. Philip's favorite quote is fitting for his optimistic view of life. It's a big man's world, but that does not mean that I can't knock it down to my size. Philip, you stand on the shoulders of giants and exhibit the many gifts and talents that have been bestowed upon you. Your parents are central to your life and have poured life lessons into you that you have utilized to help yourself and others grow. You have been obedient to them and to God in your journey. Philip, I know that you will be successful in all of your future endeavors, including your new position as director of the Plains District Boys and Girls Club. Always remember from 1 Peter 2 and 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light. Congratulations, and it is my honor to present you with these Cords of Distinction.
I'm honored to present the Cords of Distinction to London Wheeler. London is a talented student leader, musician, and visual communicator. A triple major in photography, digital media, and communication, London was the winner of the annual Steyr Award grant for excellence in photography. As an off-campus intern for a nonprofit in DC, London had the opportunity to photograph President Obama. Back in Harrisonburg, he served as a student media intern for James Madison University Athletics. London is not only technically proficient and motivated in the realm of digital media, he is known around campus for his leadership skills, dynamic musicianship, and peer mentoring. One faculty member wrote, "London builds community in the classroom, where he encourages other students to do better and has helped students think about their future and how what they do in the classroom is connected to that. He pushes for excellence in group projects, helps others solve problems, and demonstrates a commitment to his schoolwork, his faith, his friends, the Black Student Union, the Gospel Choir, and the whole EMU campus. I see him as an exemplar of EMU and of our department." EMU students and employees cite London's capable leadership in the Black Student Union and its participation in the Black Lives Matter movement. Another faculty member wrote, "He embodies a commitment to EMU that includes deepening our understanding about how to create an inclusive community." London has served as a CA and as a track team member, and he recently spoke at the EMU Leadership Conference. In the broader community, he has volunteered his gifts in music ministry at several churches. One peer wrote, "He is a kind and a born leader. Many people look up to him. He is responsible, funny, smart, and has made a huge difference on this campus. He will be remembered by everyone." London, I've been so impressed to see how you've inspired so many by your encouragement and example. In our conversations over the years, I've come to know you as a young man who cares deeply about family, friends, community, and justice, and I'm proud to count you as a friend. I look forward to seeing how you share your many gifts with the wider world.
You can already tell from hearing these stories that these students, even at their young age, have already embodied one of our taglines at EMU, to prepare people to serve and lead. They will serve and lead in a global context, which is the end of that tagline. They've already had cross-cultural experiences that have shaped them, and many of them, I am sure, will become leaders, not just in this community or this region, but in the global society. I'm honored to be graduating with you. Took me 13 years. I think that has something to do with superior intelligence on your part. But mostly, I'm excited to see what you will do in the future in the offering of your gifts to the larger community for the common good. All of us will be excited to see what you continue to do into the future. Thank you for all of you as family members and friends who have joined us for this very special occasion. Thank you for nurturing them, for giving them so many experiences, gifts, your DNA that has helped to create them into the young adults that they are becoming. Please join me in prayer. God, at this time of the year, we are always amazed by the gifts that you have given to our students. And we are energized by imagining all that they will contribute into your world and to your church in the years ahead. Thank you for each family member who is here to celebrate thank you for their contributions to these young adults' lives. And I pray that as a community, we will continue to support, nourish, and watch with great interest all that they will do on your behalf in the future. Thank you for the faculty and staff who have helped to nurture their gifts to help them blossom. Thank you for the contributions they've made to our campus life during their years on campus. We pray in the name of Christ. Amen. Thank you all. Enjoy the rest of the day. You're dismissed.